Today from the Ohio Newsroom, preserving sacred steel.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. There are a myriad of musical traditions across the state. Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dayton celebrates funk. In Toledo, one man is focused on a single instrument, the steel guitar. Starting in the 30s, that guitar became the sound of worship in branches of the Pentecostal Church of the Living God, shaping a gospel tradition known as sacred steel. I visited musician and archivist Delray Grace, who's played the instrument for more than 50 years. He's keeping the genre's legacy alive at the Sacred Steel Music and History Museum, located in a small room of a Northwest Ohio church.
Yeah, this is a steel guitar, and these are the tuning pegs. Trying to get in tune. This is not my normal guitar now. My name is Delray Grace. I am the director of the Sacred Steel Music and History Museum. Most African-American churches, the piano and the organ is the lead instrument. This is probably the only church in America where that's not true. The steel guitar has established itself over the years as the lead instrument, and everybody kind of vibes off of that. In the early 1900s, Hawaiians brought music over here to America and it became a thing, you know. And so one of our members, his name is Troman Easton, he began bringing it into the church. And so it started to catch on. Little Johnny, Little Sue, Little Delray, we started to see these guys, and I want to do that. So that's, and here it is almost 90 years later. It lays across your lap. You know, you pick it, you got to pick in between these strings for certain notes. Sometimes it gets tough to get in between these strings. It takes a lot of practice. You know, it's a language that we speak. We teach this by oral tradition. You can't go to the Juilliard School of Music and all that to learn, say, I want to learn sacred steel. It's not there. You have to be in this environment. You have to be in these churches. Jesus said, because it's spirit-driven. You know, this music is given to us by God, so you're constantly getting downloads as you go. And a lot of times you have to go back and listen, because people say, man, you played this, you played that. And you're like, well, I did, because I was in the spirit at the time, you know. We have been archiving and preserving since 2009, officially. But I started before that. Interviews of these guys, documentaries, if we have any. And a lot of these guys, they're finding themselves getting calls. For some of these guys have been on soundtracks of motion pictures and things like that. I wanted to be recognized as a musical force, musical genre, because I think it's just as powerful, if not more so. Especially from an African-American perspective, we have so many, it's a lot of great things going on in our community that you never see. I mean, the negative stuff is on the news all the time, but half of this stuff, they never capture. I did not want to die with this story inside of me, you know, like so many people. I want the world to know that great men and great women, they walk this way, you know, playing this music, you know, for the kingdom of God.
That's Delray Grace, steel guitar player and director of the Sacred Steel Music and History Museum in Toledo. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.